radio show where country music gets up close and personal. Spend some time in the country and get to know our guests. Spend some time in the country where the music's the best. The latest news and memories, two great stories that get told.
Langley, British Columbia sister country duo Robin and Riley are both still in their late teens, but have already spent the last couple of years performing at various local venues and at the Winter Olympics in Vancouver, the Merritt Mountain Music Festival, as well as many others. This summer, they released their five-song debut EP called Love Always. Along with their music, I understand you started writing songs at age 12. What was going on in your life at that time or around you that inspired you to write a song?
Well, I wrote a song called Teddy Tea Party. That was probably the first song I wrote. And my friend at that time, who lived on the same street as us, her parents were going through a divorce, and we were best friends, joined at the hip, so I wrote a song about her, and she kind of faded away a bit, so that's what that song's about.
That's how the first one was, and I understand that Taylor Swift is a big influence on your writing because of the way she writes about things happening to her and people around her, and it's coming from a real honest place.
Yeah. Her songwriting is absolutely amazing. I have all her CDs, and, you know, I love listening to it, so, yeah.
That's great. Now, Riley, I understand you joined in a bit afterwards, so Robin started with the music and songwriting, and then you guys started singing together and realized that you really worked well as two sisters singing.
Yeah, well, at first we both wanted to be, like, famous singers by ourselves, and we were like, oh, yeah, we're going to go far and everything, but, like, we were just doing it on our own. I'd be singing downstairs. Robin would be singing in her room upstairs and different songs, and then my mom and dad were like, hey, you guys should just sing together. So we sang together, and then ever since then, everybody likes it so much better, and so do we, actually.
Yeah, it's great because family harmonies, you can't beat them. And even your names together, it sounds like you were born to be a performing duo of singers with Robin and Riley. It's got a great ring to it.
Wow, thanks.
Now,
yeah, like
Robin, you're 19, and Riley, you're 17, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So still very young and new at this, and yet, as I said, you've been performing a lot over the last couple of years. And recently, you heard your song, You Make Me Stutter, for the first time on the radio and at your site, robinandriley.com. There's a video of you experiencing that. What was that like to hear yourselves on the radio for the first time?
It was absolutely amazing. As you can probably tell from the video, we were really excited. Probably made ourselves look a little weird to other cars driving by.
Yeah, I cried.
Yeah. It was amazing.
It's one of those things you work towards, and now you're hearing it.
Yeah. It was like a big relief, just like finally, oh my gosh, our song's on the radio.
Yeah.
Now, okay, it's a five-song EP, and you recorded this with Paul Shadow and David Wills, your producers, and the CD is called Love Always. Robin, can you tell us about the decision to actually go in and start recording songs and putting them down for this project?
Well, you know, we always wanted to do a CD, right? That's one of the things that you do, and we want to do more. We actually, David Wills found us, and then, I don't know, I told him I had all these songs, and so he took me into the studio, and we decided that we used to get annoying after a while, too. last night, I was trying to sleep, and I got this song in my head, and I had to write it down. Yeah, we've been begging our parents to record a CD for such a long time, so
yeah.
We finally did it.
That's amazing. Yeah, I was reading online that you'll even, if you're at a restaurant, I guess, if there's a napkin there, you'll start writing down, and you've got to totally focus on the lyrics you're writing down.
Yeah, people try to talk to me. And
when she used to work at, like, Safeway or wherever she worked, she would be on her way home. She'd call us and tell us to have a paper and a pen ready, and she'd just come in the house, not say hi to anybody, and just write down, and, like, until she's done, then she would say, hi, how was your day? Or she would write it while she's driving, which is just just as bad as texting and driving.
Exactly. I don't know if they have a law against songwriting and driving, but there should be.
Yeah.
That's how a lot of songwriters do it when you're, because there's something about the car that gets the songs rolling. Now, the CD, you've done a lot of performing live in that, but was it a bit of an adjustment to record the songs within a studio?
Yeah, there was. We had to move it around a bit. And, well, me and Riley, every time we sing live, we sing it differently. So we had to
okay.
we had to pick that way to sing it and the best way
right.
to get the point of the song across. I had to write a couple of bridges in the studio. They said, oh, we need something here. This should be changed here. I wrote a couple of songs. Well, all my songs are kind of like, they are from personal experiences, so they do mean a lot to me.
Right.
But I don't know. I think it would be really cool to hear Miranda Lambert sing Into the Night. It was a song we were going to put on the album, but it's really fun and rebellious, and I think it's totally her style. That one's not from a personal experience, just more of like a
fun song,
TV show fantasy.
Sure.
Yeah.
And that's another place to write songs from, isn't it? It's good to write stuff that's happened to you or friends around you, but it's also fun to step outside of yourself and, like you said, like a TV show or a movie and putting yourself into another character.
Yes, exactly. I love doing that.
Now, Riley, can you talk about you guys performed at different venues, smaller venues around the Lower Mainland, but you've also done some of the bigger festivals. Do you still get nervous when you're up on the stage with obviously a lot of people in front of you?
No, I actually find it so exciting, and when there's more people...
Make.
You know what? We're not too sure. We might change it to stutter or you make me stutter, but...
Because nobody gets it.
Yeah.
Before we share the song, Robin, can you tell us a bit about your inspiration behind this? Any little story with it?
Actually, yeah. It's, I came home one day and I was, I was listening to some pop music in my car and I said, I really, really want to write a pop song, almost like a rap song. And I was just
right.
being really goofy and I started writing like, you make me stutter and you give me butterflies.
I'm so happy.
So,
that's not a rap song.
Yeah.
Download that.
No, I ended up taking that whole verse and turning it into a country song. Well, a country pop, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's my story. I had butterflies from the guy that I had seen earlier or whatever it was.
Yeah.
But it inspired me for sure.
That is awesome. Well, let's share the song now. We'll come back and talk more with Robin and Riley. This is their song, Make Me Stutter.
Make me feel so high.
Although we haven't officially released a single yet, it's always so cool to hear it.
I'll bet. Let's turn just for a moment from the music to another hobby or passion you're involved with. You're into the movies. You've been extras back in 2010, a movie that starred David Hasselhoff, and it was called Dancing Ninja.
Yeah, that one was so much fun to be on. Yeah, David's a swell guy.
Yes.
You actually got to meet David Hasselhoff.
Yeah, he says my name with Valley Extras, and I guess we both just got called onto that set. So we go on there, and it's like, I think we've only gone on set like twice or one time before, so this was our second time. So we go on there, and we're our agent, the guy who got us that, was on set too. So he got to go on in the movie too. And then we were, he was back in the holding tent, and we were we were filming at that time. And we were done, we finished, and then we asked David for, this is so funny. We did something wrong and we're getting
story credit
for it.
That's pretty amazing. It must have felt great after that.
Oh yeah, we felt awesome. We were on a mountaintop.
Yeah, we've done a couple of things like that a couple of times.
Now, to add to that, Robin, you were an extra. I think it was just you in Twilight Eclipse, and you had a close encounter with Taylor Lautner. I think he threw something at you.
Making her giddy.
Yeah. No, that is one of that's my favorite movie, like all the Twilights. So I said to my agent, I said, please get me on Twilight, please. And so she did, and it was just so awesome. I went on the set, and Taylor, like all the lead characters were there, right? And
but Taylor Lautner stands out the most. Just saying.
Yeah, he's really cute. So he was filming a part, and they it was actually the wet T-shirt scene, so it wasn't that bad. And he kicked a pine cone at me. And smiled at me, and I didn't know what to do.
If he didn't kick it back, I would have totally kicked it back.
No, he wasn't allowed to get anything on him, so I couldn't get in trouble.
Now, was that part of an ad-lib in a scene, or was that off-camera?
That was off-camera, yeah. He was just waiting for them to say action.
Pretty cool memory.
It is, yeah. It was really cool to be up close to those people that I watched in the movies, right?
Oh, no doubt. That is excellent. Let's talk about your influences for a moment in the world of music. Robin, let's start with you. Who are some of the artists you look up to and you really want to make music like?
I love Keith Urban. I just actually went to his concert the other day.
Oh, great.
And it was absolutely amazing. I learned a lot.
That was Riley. She's really excited about Keith Urban.
Very much so.
Yeah, I like, my influences are Taylor Swift and the Dixie Chicks. I love their harmonies and the instruments that they have in their songs. And then Nickelback, because Chad Kroeger spends a lot of time, researching and listening to the hit songs and trying to figure out why they're hit songs and what he can do to put it all into one song to make a hit song. So,
that's a great thing.
Yeah, and I love all his songs, so he must be doing something right.
Yeah, he even wrote a song for Tim McGraw a couple of years back.
Oh, yeah, what song was that? I can't
that
remember.
That was Play on Words. It's Business Doing Pleasure with You.
Oh.
Oh, right.
Yeah, that was a funny song of his, but that Chad Kroeger was a co-writer on that song.
Yeah, oh, that's so cool. He's a good songwriter.
Oh, for sure. Let's turn back to your music. Speaking of great writers, we got Robin and Riley here. Robin, the songwriter of the duo, and this one is called "I Believe in Love." Can you?
Yeah. So I wrote a song about that relationship.
Now, did you ever share this song with him? Did he hear it and give some feedback?
He did hear it. We actually performed that one at the BCCMAs, and he was in the audience with a huge smile on his face. So.
Very cool. Yeah. Let's share that now. This is Robin and Riley and one of their songs called "I Believe in Love" on In the Country.
What did you think about yesterday? Do you feel the same way or am I just crazy? Just crazy. What you think?
Robin and Riley, I Believe in Love, and they are from Langley, B.C. Their website, robinandriley.com, and their debut EP with five songs on it, including that one. You can get that at iTunes. Great sounding song, the production, but the voices on there, your harmonies are just wonderful.
Thank you so much. That was a fun one to record.
Yeah, it sounds like lots of energy in the song.
Mm-hmm.
So your singing stars, your movie stars, I mean, this couldn't get any better. Now, you also showcased at the British Columbia Country Music Awards show. What was that like? Obviously, you got to sort of show off your skills with other people in the industry.
You know what was, it was so cool having, we had a seven-piece band for that show, and they were the top guys in B.C., or in B.C. or I don't know, but they were there,
maybe
like
all of Canada.
The best musicians. And to us,
right.
After, he's like, "Where did you get that song? Oh my gosh, that song was incredible!" And I was like, "Oh, well, I wrote it." And he's like, "What?
No, you didn't." And then
yeah.
He's like, "She's like, no, really, I did."
So that was good.
What
good
a compliment!
There.
Yeah,
I know.
See, he was thinking it was written by some big hit songwriter he might recognize.
Yeah, you
maybe,
should have said,
yeah.
You should have said, oh, this girl named Robin, what's her last name again? Oh, yeah, Robin Gillespie.
Oh, my gosh.
That's great. And I understand also from your website you auditioned for Canada's Got Talent recently.
Yes, just recently. That was pretty nerve-wracking, but
there's
I don't
lots
know.
Of people there.
Yeah, it was so cool. It was just like what you would see on TV with American Idol. It was just the same thing.
Lots and lots of people.
Yeah, we met
a lot
of people, yeah. And then we find out if we make it through on October 15th.
Oh, good. Well, good luck with that.
Oh,
thank you so much. Hopefully.
The song is called Storm Warning.
Yeah.
Yes, yeah.
Yeah.
And he has Wanted. Makes me cry.
And,
now, have
and
you
if he's
seen,
too cool for us, then we'll have Keith.
Right, have you seen the video on YouTube when he was about 4 years old? Because he's only about 18 now, I think. With Hank Williams Jr.?
Yes.
Yeah.
So if I could work with somebody, it would be him, whether it's songwriting, singing on stage together, even just playing guitar together.
We're dating.
Well, if he's listening to the show, he knows how to get in touch with us.
Oh, good.
Really?
Hi, Hunter. You're really cute and you have nice songs.
Now, you guys would be natural for performing in a music video, and obviously that day is going to come. Are you looking forward to that, to actually being in a video with one of your songs?
Oh, yes. It would just be incredible. And if we made the music video and it ended up going on CMT, I would bawl my eyes out, really.
That'd be another great moment, like the first time on the radio. It would be first time on CMT.
Yes, and we'll film that, too, and put it on the website, yeah.
Well, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Robin and Riley, been such a pleasure talking with you and sharing these great songs. I know I've introduced you to some new people out there, and I know they're going to love your music. And wish you all the best, and we'll keep following you at robinandriley.com.
Yeah,
thank you so much
for having us.
Been a lot of fun. My guests today have been sister country duo Robin and Riley Gillespie, and they've got a great EP out now. You can find it at iTunes called Love Always. I'm Dave Woods, and that'll wrap up this edition of In the Country.